Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Rejection, Truth Just Below the Surface of the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited. Welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Neil. Today, I want to talk about a correspondence from Israeli Rabbi Shanana Weissman, who is a respected international researcher. He has given me his reasons why he won't take the, quote, vaccine, unquote. And I'm going to list them for you. He's gone into more detail, but I can't bring all that information in today. But if you want to follow up and send me an email asking for a detailed explanation, I will be happy to refer you to his original correspondence. Here are the reasons, and not the detail, the reasons why he's not going to take the vaccine. One, it's not a vaccine. Next, the drug companies, politicians, medical establishment, and media have joined forces to universally refer to this as a vaccine when it is not one, with the intention of manipulating people into feeling safer about undergoing a medical treatment. Next, the presumed benefits of this medical treatment are minimal and would not last long in any case. Next, I can reduce my chances of getting a severe case of the virus by strengthening my immune system naturally. Next, the establishment insists that this medical treatment is safe without any proof. Next, the drug companies have zero liability if anything goes wrong and cannot be sued. Next, the executives and board members of Pfizer are on record that they have not taken their own treatment. Next, the establishment media has accepted this preposterous excuse without question or concern. Next, the establishment has been entirely one-sided in celebrating this treatment. Next, there is an intense propaganda campaign for people to take this treatment. Next, the masses are following in tow, posting pictures of themselves getting injected with a drug, feeding the mass peer pressure on other people to do the same. Next, those who raise concerns about this medical treatment are being bullied, slandered, mocked, censored, ostracized, threatened, and fired from their jobs. Next, this is the greatest medical experiment in the history of the human race. The fact is that it is a medical experiment and it's being severely downplayed. Next, when they upfront with the masses, if they were upfront with the masses, very few would agree to participate in such an experiment. Next, the medical establishment is not informing people about all of this. Next, we are being pressured in various ways to get injected, which violates medical ethics and the foundations of democratic society. Next, the government has sealed their protocol relating to this virus and treatment for 30 years. Next, the government can share our personal medical data with foreign corporations, but they won't share their own protocol on the matter with us. Next, the establishment has recruited doctors, rabbis, media, and the masses to harangue people who don't want to get injected with a new drug. Next, I know of many people who got injected, but none of them studied the science in depth. carefully weighing the potential benefits against the risk, comparing this option to other alternatives. None of them was truly informed and decided this medical treatment was their best option. Next, the drug companies have a long and glorious history of causing mass carnage with wonder drugs they thrust upon unsuspecting populations, even after serious problems have become known. Indeed, the horror stories are already coming in, but the politicians are not the least bit concerned, and medical establishment is brushing them aside as unrelated or negligible. The media is ignoring it. The drug companies are streaming ahead at full speed, and those who raise a red flag continue to be bullied, censored, and punished. Next, although many people have died shortly after becoming injected, including perfectly healthy young people, we are not allowed to imply that the injection had anything to do with it. Next, I see all the lies, corruption, propaganda, manipulation, censorship, bullying, and violation of medical ethics. And these were the reasons why Rabbi Weissmuth is not going to take the vaccine. If you are at all a critical thinker and not a lemming who is going to jump over the cliff whenever government, media, and other parties tell you to do so, then you need to study this, because it's very likely that you will find out after you take this experimental drug that you're going to be at risk for serious medical problems and or death. And that's what I've got for you today. You can go to my podcast, www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no spaces, no capitalizations, and keep up with the truth just below the surface. And if you want more detail on Rabbi Weissmuth's reasons, get in touch with me by email, wynn@wynnhenderson.com. And Neil, that's what I've got for you today.
All right, Wynn, that was great information for sure. You can check out Wynn in all different places. Again, his website and all that. And I appreciate you stopping by, Wynn, and great information for sure. Very powerful truth just below the surface. Take care, Wynn. All right, guys, you're listening to Neil Haley's show, simulcast with Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and we'll be back in just a moment.